Chapter 9 Snack Attack. It had been a lazy couple of days for Spike. Since Twilight was busy studying everything she could find about some random wizards named Mooncurve and Comet Tail, his best pony friend barely had any time to hang out with him. The irony was not lost on the dragon that the spell Twilight Sparkle was trying to complete in the first place was supposed to make it so that friends could have more time hanging out together. Still, Spike enjoyed his alone time now and then like any dragon else. He'd spent yesterday reading through a bunch of his Smash Fortune comic books. Then today, he'd busied himself creating a new Oubliettes and Ogres character for himself. At his, and Big Mac's, special request, part of Ponyville Game Night this year was going to include a small tabletop tournament. Big Mac and Spike were really excited, and Discord would likely go all out, too, if he joined in the game. Spike just hoped the other ponies in town would take the game as seriously as they did. Either way, he would try to go easy on the poor, unsuspecting newbies. But Spike made no promises. Around noon, Spike's tummy began to rumble. Twilight was definitely too preoccupied to sit down and have lunch, and Starlight Glimmer was still on her assignment in the Crystal Empire, so he headed to the kitchen to help himself. Spike whistled as he walked, thinking of all the scrumptious snacks he'd stashed in the back of the pantry where no pony would find them. When he arrived, he was shocked to discover that they were all gone. Well, except for the bowl of gems, but that was reserved for special occasions.
"Hey!" Spike whined, digging around. "Who ate all my good snacks?"
He reached for a piece of bread and tried to grab onto it, but he couldn't clasp his claws around it. It was floating! The magic that swirled around was a familiar aqua color. That couldn't be right. Spike cocked his head to the side in confusion and watched as the bread, along with a jar of peanut butter and some jelly, floated out of the kitchen door.
"Not so fast, food!" Spike called out as he scrambled after them.
The dragon chased the potential sandwich through the halls of the castle, past the distracted Twilight, and even past his own bedroom. The food bobbed along as if it were alive. Finally, it arrived at a set of doors, but it didn't go in. Instead, the jars of peanut butter and jelly thrust themselves against the wall in between the doors repeatedly. A quick glance at his surroundings suddenly jogged Spike's memory. This was the exact spot he'd run into Starlight Glimmer just a few days before. She'd asked him not to tell Twilight he'd seen her. Spike narrowed his eyes as he put two and two together. Starlight Glimmer hadn't gone anywhere. She was right here in the castle, somehow behind that wall. A glowing pulse started to light up the spot, and within a few moments, an aqua portal opened up as if it were curtains being tied back from a window. A brown door was revealed. It swung open, and the enchanted food items bobbed their way inside. Not only was Spike snackless, he now faced a tough choice. Tell Twilight and give up Starlight Glimmer, or keep the secret. He slumped down with an annoyed groan. He knew just what he had to do, and he didn't like it one bit.